Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen, it's The Vert Show.
Hi, Kristen. Focus is on therapy.
Yes. So I'm going to leave out specifics and keep this a little bit vague. And that's just to for some self-preservation. Sorry. So a few weeks ago, I heard someone say something to a child that was very triggering for me. And what was said was it was a guilt-provoking question. It was just dripping in manipulation. And all in all, it was just a completely irresponsible thing to say to a child. And I handled the situation in the moment with the most grace I could, alerted the parents so they can handle it as they see fit, because I felt that was they needed to know and that was for them to handle. But after that incident, I absolutely spiraled. And I spiraled in my head, and I also spiraled physically to the point I had a full-on anxiety attack afterwards.
At which part of this whole thing was giving you the most anxiety? Just that what you witnessed or the way you handled it?
No, what I heard triggered something inside of me.
Gotcha.
From my past.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's what sent me spiraling. So I crunched the numbers, and I didn't even realize. I've been doing therapy on and off for 16 years now. I know, you're probably like, this is not an endorsement for therapy. If you've been doing it for 16 years and you're still broke.
No, I was just thinking, only 16?
Only 16 years. So, and the last time I was in therapy was actually the end of last year, right? So, and it was the most boring session ever. Susan and I really had nothing to give. And we both decided, yeah, so instead of coming in, because, you know, you start going once a week and then you graduate to, every other week, and then you graduate to a monthly check-in. And we were doing monthly check-ins. And at this point, I'm like, all right, well, I'll hit you up if and when I need you. Okay?
I do think that I have had therapists where I was the one that had to make the decision because I felt like they were not going to say, okay, you don't need to be here anymore. Like, they were always going to work on something and find something else and find something else. And finally, I had to go, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm as good as I'm going to get right now.
Susan and I were in complete alignment and agreement. I mean, we were both just like, what are we doing here? Yeah. So I'm like, all right. So then I'll hit you up when she's like, you know, because you kind of get to a point too, if you don't go in a while, you're like, I used to get in my head and be like, oh my gosh, she's going to be mad at me because I haven't been in and I can't reach out. Right. And that's not even remotely the case. Could care less, right? So all this happened. So I hit her up, and now I'm back and just working on some stuff that has, you know, that I have worked on, but now it's rearing its ugly head again. So I wanted to share this because this might be your sign that it's time for some therapy maintenance, and that's okay. Like, I have come to realize we are never quote unquote fixed. Like, we learn to cope. We have a toolbox and we get tools so we can live our best selves. And, you know, after that incident, I'm having a hard time coping. And I also realize that June is a really hard month. It used to be my favorite month, and now it's just a really hard month because I got my dad's birthday, and then I got Father's Day, and then also this was the month 7 years ago he was placed on hospice. And it's so bizarre how your body knows, and because the issues are in the tissues kind of thing, and you just, even though it's been 7 years, you still kind of you relive that experience in some weird, odd, deep way. And so that's why I was like, you know, I needed a little, additional guidance. I needed a little additional support. And that's okay. Going back to therapy is not a failure. It is a commitment to yourself, and you're just trying to be your best self for the short time we got here. So if you are in a similar situation, I'm just here to encourage you, reach out, do what you need to do so you're not suffering, and instead, like, you're living a life that's worth living. And I came across a clip from Taylor Tomlinson. She's a hilarious comedian, and it has to do with therapy. And I'm like, oh, homegirl hit the nail on the head.
People are scared to go to therapy because they think it's someone sitting in a chair going, you suck. But it's not. It's you in a chair going, I suck. And then your therapist is like, that's great. Let's start there. Therapy just helps you get to the bottom of why you're trash, okay? You go into therapy and you're like, here's all the stuff that sucks about me. And she goes, okay. And she puts it all up on the wall like you're solving a crime together. Fun! And then she gets some of that red string that detectives use at home when they've been thrown off the case for going rogue. And she starts connecting each crappy thing about you to each one of your corresponding childhood traumas. And you're like, oh my God, that's why I'm like this. And she's like, that's why you're like this. And you're like, am I fixed now? And she's like, God, no. No. You're like, well, what do I do now? She's like, well, you keep coming back in here every week with your credit card. And you're like, what? Well, will I ever be fixed? She's like, I don't know. Bring your credit card.
She's so, it is the truth.
So
and she is so good.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.